Welcome to Next Mood Swing. If you're new here, my name is Jesse. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Normally we do interviews, but this week I'm going to try something a little different. I typically write these monologues. I have a book of just poems, thoughts that I put together. I try to memorize them to be able to say on camera. And every time I do, I scrap it because it just feels like I'm reading, or I have to like stop, chop, edit. And it just doesn't come across as authentic as I wanted it to. So I'm going to try putting it in a different form. And as I am banking some interviews to kind of make it easier through the editing process and dropping content, I figured let's try something a little different. So this is a poem slash mantra that I wrote. I'm really interested to see what you guys think about it. I guess I'll title it The Fear of Anxiety. And this is dedicated to anybody that wants to start a project or is allowing themselves to be held back by their own negative self-talk. So I hope you guys enjoy and let me know what you guys think. I stand at the edge of something new, a project waiting to be born from the depths of my imagination. But as I gaze into the unknown, a familiar feeling washes over me. Anxiety. It's like this dark cloud creeping over my head, threatening to rain down doubt and insecurity. Have you ever felt that tightness in your chest? That knot of anxiety that forms when you're faced with the unknown? I have. The fear of failure, judgment, not being good enough. These are the silent assassins of my dreams. They lurk in the shadows, whispering false narratives into my ears. But here's the thing. I refuse to let fear rob me of my dreams. I refuse to let it hold me back from believing in myself and my abilities. The truth is, those fears are nothing more than illusions, smoke and mirrors designed to keep me tied to my comfort zones. They're chains, invisible yet powerful, holding me back from reaching my full potential. But how can I break free from these? That grip of anxiety and self-doubt? How do I unlock the fear that's holding me back from believing in myself and make time for things that matter? Why did I feel more comfortable in the dark? First, I had to acknowledge those fears. I had to shine a light on the darkness and expose them for what they are. Figments of my imagination. Next, I had to remind myself that failure is not the opposite of success. It's just a stepping stone on the path to greatness. Each stumble, each setback, it's an opportunity to learn and grow. A chance to refine my skills and sharpen my mind. Embrace the journey, knowing that every twist and turn is leading me closer to my destination. But I know I can't do it alone. I created Next Mood Swing to surround myself with a tribe of like-minded individuals who believe in my vision and support my goals. Together, we're a force to be reckoned with, a beacon of light in the darkness, guiding each other towards our dreams. I had to make time for things that mattered, not just in work, but in my life as a whole. Carve out these spaces in my schedule for self-care, hobbies, spending time with those who pour into me. These are the things that fuel and will help sustain my journey, replenish my spirit, and nourish my soul. It's like that quote, in the end, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. It's about embracing the unknown, trusting your own resilience and resourcefulness to build the courage to step into the unknown. So I take that first step, and then another, until I'm running full speed towards my dreams, leaving fear and doubt in my dust until I crossed that finish line. So, my friends, I urge you to pick up that pen and write your story. Start that new project, chase that dream, and have faith to believe in yourself as I know you can. The world is waiting for you to shine, and your time is now.